this episode of Real Talk with Devin. It is officially my birthday. It's the beginning of a new chapter in my life. It's a fresh start. And if you know me, you know that I love my birthday for this exact reason. It's my favorite time of year to really reflect on what the past year has looked like. And I do a pretty good job of documenting throughout the years just what my thoughts are and what my process is. And I've been looking back at videos and pictures of the last year throughout the last few days. And I think that I've come a pretty long way. And I'm feeling really good about that. I feel like I went through a pretty difficult 2019. I was physically sick a lot of the time. I was mentally just sort of run down. I was in the midst of a transition career-wise, going from what was a business that was really lucrative and that I could have very well stayed in for quite a while, and moving into my calling, my passion, my actual source of purpose, which is coaching and speaking to people on a larger platform, whether it be to inspire or motivate or help. And that was difficult. That transition was hard. It was uncomfortable. And there was a lot that went into it. And then emotionally, you know, I was just sort of getting my bearings in a world that was a little bit more traditionally acceptable. And then, of course, I had to switch things up. And, you know, people's opinions are tough and getting something off the ground is difficult. And there are moments that make you feel like you want to give up and that you don't want to keep pushing forward. And then there is this light at the end of the tunnel. So I actually believe that my 2019 year really helped prepare me for what 2020 has been. And while the rest of the world is undergoing a lot of this physical, emotional, and mental purging, I actually did that in the years before in a way that, like I said, helped prepare me to be able to sort of be a source of light and strength for others during this time. I really do believe that since I began as an entrepreneur and I started my first LLC when I was 17. I'm 27 today. So 10 years ago, every piece of my journey has been totally 100% necessary, even if in the moment it didn't seem that way. And I think that it's very cool to look back on the journey and to say, A, that I'm proud of myself, that I really lived through it. And I mean that in a way of living fully. I really have maxed out my life experience in my last 27 years and know that there is so much more to come, but I'm proud of myself for always living life to its fullest, even when it's shit, even feeling the moments of down disparity and feeling like there's nothing ahead, because we've all had those moments where you're anxious, you're maybe depressed, you're feeling like, what the fuck am I doing here? And still living through that to the extent that I did makes me feel really proud of myself. And also just understanding that, you know, we're in 2020 and 2020 vision is a real thing, right? It's really cool to see things in hindsight and to realize how all the pieces of the puzzle come together. And like I said, I've got such a much longer journey, but I'm feeling really grateful today as I look back on the last 10 years, especially because I think that that was when I really started on my journey that led me exactly to where I am now, that I feel really grateful to have had all of the experiences that I have, to have opened myself to love in the ways that I have, to be empathetic, to meet new people, to have many connections around the world, to follow my dreams, to follow my passions and my purpose. And like I said, to really open myself up to outside connection and find the solace that is my strength within me, so that I'm able to connect to other people outside of myself. So on this day of my 27th birthday, I wanted to just share with you the lessons that I feel like this past year I have learned in gratitude and in appreciation, and that I would like to continue to foster moving forward, but that I think are helpful for some, whatever age you may be, whatever you're going through in your life, these five lessons of this year for me have been crucial and top of mind. So the first one is that disruption causes magic. And I have never been somebody who likes to disrupt the peace, but I have always been someone who adopts a big risk, big reward mentality. And this year was no different. I disrupted my routine so frequently and so drastically that it made way for extreme change in my life for the better. And again, I'm not someone who loves to be uncomfortable. I don't think any of us do. But I was really determined this year to not stay stagnant, but to move forward in huge leaps and bounds. And I think that we've seen it in the world around us. When our day-to-day is changed up and things switch up and the rug is metaphorically pulled out from underneath us, we see great change happening. And I believe that change, regardless of what's going on in the exact moment, will always end up being for the better. The universe only trades up. And disruption, it's sort of like if you think about tectonic plates when they're shifting back and forth, and that's disrupting the earth enough for there to be an earthquake, that there's this moment in time that's a catalyst for so many other things to come. So disruption causes magic, and change is the magic that we are oftentimes seeking, but are not comfortable enough just diving headfirst into. But I do believe that as much as we have been disrupted this year, and we all have, right? Some people have been displaced. Some people have lost jobs. Some people have found love. Some people have created businesses for themselves. We have disrupted our lives on so many levels. All of this amazing change is coming to fruition. And I do believe that even though it's difficult to see right now, that all of this disruption that has caused said change is for the better. So that's number one. Number two, letting go is making way for new. Whether that's new things, new people, new relationships, new ideas, new thought processes, any of those things, anytime you let go of something, an old belief system, a physical thing that you've been holding on to, an idea that you've had about your identity, where you need to be, a home, etc. Anytime you let go of something, no matter how difficult it is making way for new energy, higher vibration, higher frequency, and oftentimes, I'm going to say 100% of the time, something better. What happens when we hold on to something so tightly is that we send a message to the universe that we believe that we lack abundance, that we are not being supported, that we are not being taken care of. And when we let go of those things that we hold on to with such a tight grasp, all of a sudden we realize that there is a flood of newness, of freshness, and like I said, 100% of the time, something better comes along. If you have been thinking of letting go of a relationship, do it. If you've been thinking of moving, do it. All of these things that are scary as fuck, but that you're allowing to be a part of your identity because you are holding on to them, you're blocking blessings and energy that wants to come into your life. So I just moved from New York. My apartment in New York was very difficult to give up, very difficult. I'd been there for 8 years. But as soon as I made the decision to not renew my lease, I also made the decision to get rid of almost all of the physical items that I had in that apartment. And whether they were donated or given away or tossed out, everything found a new home for the better, and I felt immediately cleared of all energy. Looking back on it, it was making way for me to be so much more free in the world. And I'm so glad. There's such a refreshing sense of not having so much stuff that weighs you down. Like, there's a reason why it feels so good to clean your car out or to clean your physical space or to clean your closet out. Letting go makes way for all things that are new. Again, in relationships, with energy, with physical space, with physical material items. Get rid of the things that no longer serve you and watch your vibration go through the roof. There is something that happens, again, when you disrupt yourself enough that you're looking for change, that you let go of the things that don't serve you anymore, and you allow yourself to get to that next level of living. Number three, whether it happened during the pandemic or after the fact, a lot of people have been searching for a sense of home, a sense of comfort. My biggest lesson of this year is that your home, your solace, your peace, everything that you need is within you. I have always felt this way, but I haven't really applied it to a home sense. I've always felt, again, that my identity was attached to the place where I physically lived. And now, in not being in that same situation, I realize that no matter where I go in the world, I always have myself. I always have my belief system. I always have what I feel is right. I always have a sense of calm and a sense of peace. And I can always return to myself when I'm feeling lost or scattered or out of control. To get to a place of having solace within you is so major and so impactful because it gives you so much freedom. It gives you the freedom to get up and to go wherever you want to go in the world, whether that be a physical place or in your own head. If you understand that you are your sense of calm, you are your sense of peace, you are your center, then you can never be disrupted by the external circumstances, regardless of what's going on. Again, that's really powerful. So when I was feeling the most disrupted, when I was leaving my apartment, when I hadn't been in New York in 6 months because I got stuck in Florida during the pandemic, when I was outside of my realm of what I felt was comfortable and where I felt my quote unquote things were, I really had to reach down deep inside and say, you need to give yourself peace. You need to give yourself comfort. You need to self-soothe. The outside world is always going to be crazy. And I say this to my clients all the time. It never gets easier. It never gets better. It never gets less difficult to deal with. However, you get stronger. You begin to return to yourself in a way that gives you peace, that gives you calm, that gives you center, that can't be replicated outside of yourself. And so you don't then seek it. Everything you need is within you. And when you begin to trust yourself in that, your entire world opens up and you can start appreciating the world for what the world is, not for what you need it to be for you. Does that make sense? As soon as you understand that everything that you need is within you, the less you need anything in the outside world. You don't need it to be peaceful for you. You don't need it to be calm for you. You don't need it to be comfortable for you. You have that all within you. As soon as you access that, and we all have it, you have it in you right now. As soon as you access that, you start to be able to appreciate the world around you for exactly what it is, not what you need it to be. Number four, you have to do what's best for you. Unapologetically, 100% of the time, it makes you a better person for the people around you. So many people believe that putting yourself first is selfish, when in reality, we cannot do anything to the best of our ability when we aren't 100% ourselves feeling good about our decisions, what we're doing, how we're feeling, et cetera, et cetera. We need to focus so much energy on what's best for us, that we then, again, can go out into the world and connect with other people, not needing anything from them, not feeling resentful that you're not getting the same energy back, not feeling like you are somewhere where you don't want to be. How many times have you said yes to things that you actually mean to say no to? Start doing that. Your entire world will change. It's very, very hard to put boundaries up. Very hard. One of the hardest things that I've ever had to do in my life. But at the end of the day, doing what's best for you unapologetically, no matter who understands why you're doing so, is the best thing you can do for yourself. Again, it will make you a better person for everyone else around you. There's an analogy that I always use about being a vase that is filled up. If you're a glass vase and there's a constant, steady drip and flow of water into you, rather than trying to knock yourself over so that you can give water to the rest of the things around you, if you just allowed that vase to be filled to the top, it would overflow naturally and consistently. That metaphor in our lives, when we try so hard as a glass vase to be toppling over to help other people, eventually we break. If we just stood tall and allowed ourselves to be filled up by the things that fulfill us, that give us meaning, that give us purpose, that give us love, all of those things would overflow into the world. Taking care of yourself is not selfish. It is a necessity. Doing what you want to do versus what everybody else wants you to do is not selfish. It's a necessity. Start getting really clear about your boundaries. Start putting them into effect. If people don't like them, that's not a you problem. Respect other people's boundaries. Allow people to know exactly where you stand and start doing the things that make you feel good. 2020 has given us a lot of time to sit and to think and to be in solitude with ourselves. How many of you have thought, wow, I wish that while I were not under lockdown, that while coronavirus wasn't a factor, that I did X, Y, and Z thing instead of the other thing that I ended up doing? Because I felt guilty, because I felt shameful, because I felt like I wanted to help other people and please other people. That's all well and good unless you are not filled up yourself. Because any energy that you give out when you are not 100% full is going to be half-assed. Don't half-ass your life. Start saying no to all of the things you mean to say no to. Stop saying yes to the things that you're doing for other people just to please them. Your yeses will come naturally when you feel good about what you're doing in the world. The fifth, final, potentially most important thing that I have learned this year is to surrender. 2020 has taught every single one of us that we have no fucking idea what's coming next. The only thing that we can do is surrender to the process. And in the meantime, be okay with disruption, be okay with change, be okay with letting go, be okay with being your own home, your own solace, your own strength, and doing what's best for you. If you do all of those things and allow yourself to surrender, knowing that you are doing every other thing right according to you and what's best for you, your life gets a lot easier. Your life gets a lot more happy. Your life gets a lot more purposeful. We can sit back and we can manifest and we can hope and we can dream. But if we put timelines on those hopes and dreams and manifestations, the universe doesn't hear us. If we put out into the world what we want and we know that we are supported, we are guided, and we are getting all of the good things back, and we are able to surrender to whatever the world has in store for us, our lives get a lot fucking better. When you are in a constant state of needing to control the environment that is completely out of your control, you miss blessings. You miss good energy. You miss opportunities. Being so busy, again, trying to hold on to this ounce of control that you think that you have over the external world takes up so much of your energy that you can't put it towards the things that actually matter. Following your passions, being in your purpose, leading with love, being the light. All of those things that you want to be in this world, that you want to feel, that you want to have control of, come when you surrender. Surrender to the possibilities. Surrender to the possibility of things working out and being better than you thought that they could be. Surrender to your relationships. Surrender to your connections. Surrender to the world. Listen to your gut. Listen to your intuition. Listen to the messages that the universe is trying to give you. So many of us are holding on to so many of these ideas and beliefs that we can't make way for new thoughts. We can't make way for a new understanding of things. We're all trying to get back to this place of quote unquote normal or new normal. That doesn't exist anymore. Surrender to what this new era is, this new age, this new series of blessings, this new unlocking of opportunities. We're unleashing amazing things right now. And so many people are not paying attention to that because they are so stuck in their own way and so stuck in the need to control. Just surrender. It's so much easier said than done, but it is so much harder to live in a place of false control. The only control that we have is over our response to the external world, our response to the things that happen, not our feelings, not our emotions, our response to our feelings, our response to our emotions. The world is always going to be hectic. Anything that goes on in the external world is completely unpredictable. If this year has taught every single one of us one thing, it is that we have no idea what's happening next. And things can be shaken up at any given moment. If we allow ourselves to ebb and flow with the universe on the same wavelength and not try so hard to force what we think is going to be right, life changes. Allow yourself to be wrong. Allow yourself to think positively, to open yourself up to possibilities that you can't even dream about. We've got such a cool new wave of energy. I don't know if y'all are feeling it, but it is happening. We are shifting. The paradigm is shifting. We are ascending as a collective. People's old belief systems are being shed. We are moving into new energy. We are moving into a new age. It's amazing. Allow yourself to be here with us. Allow yourself to think about all of the cool things that are going to happen for you, for your family, for your friends, for everyone in the world. We have got a lot riding on how we all handle this next chapter. It is going to be the make or break. If we stay in this place of needing control, things are not going to be nearly as fun, as exciting, as enlightening. And it's okay if things feel scary. It's okay if things feel uncomfortable. It doesn't mean that they're bad or wrong. To surrender to what is, to not judge the situation at hand, to allow things to unfold in the way that they are meant to, is hugely powerful. And again, it will make your life so much better, so much easier, and it will give you the clarity that you have been seeking, especially in these last few months. In this next year, moving forward, I hope for you that you get to experience some of these lessons. I hope that you feel disruption that leads to magical change. I hope that you let go in order to make room for new things, new energy, new connections, new people. I hope that you realize that you have peace and love and solace and home within you at all times, regardless of external circumstances. I hope that you do what's best for you, always, that you put yourself first so that you can be good to yourself and thus good to others. And I hope that you surrender. It is powerful. It is magic. It is truly the only thing right now that is going to allow you to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Take a deep breath, relax. All good things are coming. Thank you so much for all of the birthday love that I'm getting from each and every one of you. I feel very well celebrated. I feel very loved, and I feel very grateful to have gone through this year with all of you. There have been trying times. There have been moments of crying. There have been moments of sadness. There have been moments of hopelessness. We have come together in so many ways, And what I have seen of that has been really amazing. I appreciate you all. I hope that you have a wonderful day. I would encourage you to celebrate my birthday on some level. I know I'm biased, but it is the best day of the year, and it gives everybody a good excuse to celebrate life. Reflect on what this last year has meant for you. It doesn't have to be your birthday. It doesn't have to be a special day. It doesn't have to be the new year. You can start today. Look back on this past year. Think of all the amazing things that you've learned. Think of all the amazing lessons that you have conquered. And then think about what you want this next chapter of your life to look like. The possibilities right now are endless. We have endless possibilities. We have so many amazing things coming down the pike, and I hope that you all can see that there is a massive, massive return on energy in these next couple years. Everything that we are putting into the world right now energetically is going to vibrate back to us. So put good shit out. Let's, as a whole, put really, really good shit out. I feel great about this year. I am excited. As I've said, I think that there has been much preparation in getting us ready for this new era, this new chapter, this new wave, this new energy. And I am hoping that you are as excited as I am. Cheers to you. Cheers to me. Happy birthday to me, and happiness, love, hope, health, all of the good things to you. I love you guys. Meet.